Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 38 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with the lovely Marjorie over there, prodding buttons and twisting knobs, and with the lovely Janice, even lovelier Janice, gin-soaked, tweaked, lovely. She'll be with us later. Now, in this episode 38, we are visiting a castle. Yes. A castle, an unusual castle. We are revisiting an unusual castle. I'll tell you all about it in a moment. But first, I shall need some unusual music, Marjorie, to go with an unusual castle with some unusual paranormal activity. Oh, yes. Wait till you hear this lot. So, Marjorie, over to you for something unusual. Thank you. Yes, Marjorie, yes, that's what we like. Something mysterious and eerie. Which is what this place is, mysterious and eerie. Where are we? Well, I think I might as well tell you. We're at Eulow Castle. Eulow Castle, which is in the Wepre Woodlands, which is the remains of a very, very ancient woodland. Yes. Now, this place is unusual because Eulow Castle, now, is a native-built castle, built by the Welsh princes. But, now, you think with castles, you think they're going to build them in a lofty vantage point, so they'll be up above everything, so they'll be easily defended, and miles, you know, can see for miles down the valleys or whatever it is. This one has been built deep in a woodland. So why did they do that? It's not been at a lofty vantage point. No, no, no. It's been built in a hollow. In a hollow. Why? Why would you put a castle in a hollow? How strange. You'd think it would be have military weaknesses if it's in a hollow, wouldn't you? Particularly as the castle is surrounded by high ground. So perhaps not the wisest position in the world. Anyway, particularly given where it is, which was a hotly contested territory between the Welsh and the English. always arguing over everything. You know, fighting and scratching and biting and all that. But why build it there? Anyway, the history goes on to say, after it was built in a hollow, curious, it was probably built sometime around 1210. Oh, God, we're talking very, 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 very old indeed. It's probably built by Llywelyn the Great. That was Llywelyn ap Iorwerth. And it's got particular Welsh characteristics about it. It has a Welsh D-shaped stone tower that was probably built by Llywelyn the Great, with the curtain walls and the circular western tower probably added by Llywelyn the Last. That would be Llywelyn the Last. I don't know what that is in Welsh. Yeah, that was added nearly 60 years later. 60 years. But so it survived for that amount of time. But it disappeared from written records around 1311. But it's still there. What happened after that? What happened between 1311 and now? Who knows? It was still there. You can go and visit it. It's glorious. Oh, it's a lovely place. There's lovely woodlands. You can go and there's this. Oh, it's a beautiful place to visit. However, it does have certain eerie qualities to it. Oh, yes. Very eerie. There are certain reports of goings-on in there. It's been a very, very ancient woodland. Oh, It's a hive of paranormal, activity. Oh, they're just everywhere you look. There's a ghost or a nun. Oh yes, I've got a nun. I've got a nun. And this one floats. Oh, remember the last lot floating things? Oh God, this one floats as well. Right. What else are we? What happened? Floating nun. Yes. Floating nun, apparently called Nora. Nora the floating nun. Oh, but she's also been described as, are you ready? An angry, faceless nun. Oh, doesn't sound good, does it? Angry, faceless nun. Oh. Now, what does Nora do? Nora, the singing. Is she a singing nun? No, she's a floating nun. She doesn't sing, does she? She might hum a bit, but then we all do at some point during the day. Sorry. What does she do? Well, it is thought that Nora had had an affair with a monk. And she fell pregnant and had an illegitimate child. And she couldn't bear the shame of the illegitimacy and the child. So she threw the baby in a place called Rosie Pool. And then she drowned herself in it after. Oh, the tragedy. Oh, it's awful, isn't it? Oh, dear. Oh, no, that's not very nice. But that's where she thought she haunts there. She haunts Rosie Pool. But she's also seen floating over a waterfall. As you do. She probably got fed up going, I'm not haunting this Rosie Pool anywhere. Oh, it's awful. Stinks. I'm going over the waterfall. Thank you. And she's also been seen within the castle grounds. Wandering about. Well, particularly if she's angry and faceless. How could she hum with no face? Oh, no. Well, that's horrible, isn't it? Oh, horrible. You don't want to meet her, do you? Nora, the floating nun. Oh, no. Also, at this place, a pack of spirit dogs has been seen. What they're doing there, I don't know. Running through the trees of the ancient woodlands, a pack of spirit dogs, probably hunting, some hunting thing. Oh, no. Oh. A singing woman. Oh, no. A singing woman has been heard singing from the ramparts of the castle. What's she doing there? Who's she? Who's the singing woman? Oh, no. Phantom lights. We've got phantom lights up there flashing on and off. Oh, also a glowing white figure. A glowing white figure. Who's that then? Who's this glowing white figure? Ooh, that sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, I'd quite like to see her. A phantom light and a glowing white figure. Sound great. Oh, what else have we got? Oh, I've got a singing woman. Yes, check. Pack of spirit dogs. Yes. Oh, even a phantom army. A phantom army. Although that's stretching it a little. But a whole phantom army has been seen thundering through the woodlands. Thundering. And, of course, a headless horseman. Although, how many times have we heard? That's three now. There was one at, where was the other one? Oh, yes, there was one up near Mould. There was a headless horseman up there. And there was another one in the Aberglaslyn Pass. Oh, these headless horsemen thundering about the place. What are they? Probably looking for their heads. Maybe it's the same one charging around. I can't find it. It was here just a moment ago. Oh, maybe it's him. I don't know. But it sounds like a glorious place. It is a glorious place. You must go and visit Eulow Castle in the Wepray Woodlands. Oh, it's a glorious, glorious spot. Well worth a visit. So we're gonna dig out Janice from whichever pub she's in at the moment, and let her loose within the castle or within the woodland and see what she sees. She might meet Nora. That'd be fun. Maybe not. All sorts of gorgeous things happen. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in just a moment when Janice is released. Released. Let her out. Let the chains off. Release. Janice. Oh. So, Marjorie, I'm going to want something nice for Janice. So, are you all right with that? Thank you, Marjorie. Ah, thank you, Marjorie. Thank you, Marjorie. That'll do nicely. Now, on to Janice. She has been released and thrown into the woodlands at Wepray and Yulo Castle for us. So, over to you, Janice. Over to you, Janice. Are you there for us? Oh, yes, I am. I am. I'm in the woodlands. It's all very, very, very nice at the moment. The sun is out. The sky is blue, but I can see a bit through all the trees. And there's a lovely castle right down in the trees. This doesn't make any sense at all, but there is. There's a castle there. Now, I have a couple of things that I'm looking for, but I don't know if I'll see them. I won't, but I may be lucky. Who knows? One of them, apparently, is a nun called Nora. So let's give her a shout, shall we? Nora! Nora, are you there? Are you there? Oh, is she? Oh, there she is. Oh, no. Oh, it's a floater. Oh, Nora, what are you floating for? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's floating and she's humming. Oh, she's a humming floater. Oh, we don't want a humming floater, do you? Oh, no. A humming floater. How awful. What's she doing now? Oh, she's humming and floating over the waterfall. Oh, and then she's going over towards the castle. Lovely. Let's go over to the castle. Let's follow her and see what she does, shall we? Right, I'm following Nora, the floating naughty nun. Very good. And yes, we're in the castle now. We're in the castle and it's all very lovely. It's all just so romantic. So woodlandy and romantic. Oh, it's lovely. There's all sorts of things. I can't hear any beastly children, which is excellent news. There's a singing woman. There's a singing woman. What is she? Is that a Doris Day song? No, it can't be. She can't be Doris. What? Whip crack away? What on earth is going on? This is supposed to be a ghost singing nun singing whip crack away. What fun. Oh, it was lovely here. I could recommend it coming out for a lovely trip into the woodlands and have a wander about and you maybe have a little picnic. Ignore Nora and floating past you. Don't worry about Nora. She's fine. Just ignore her. Ignore Nora. She's fine. Just let her hum and wander off somewhere. She'll be fine. So, I'm going to hand back now. I must recommend this place as a place to visit. Yulo Castle and the Wepray Woodlands is glorious. Please come. Back to the studio. Yes, indeed, Janice. It is a lovely place. A lovely place to visit. Have a day trip. Have a ghost hunt. Have a picnic. Wonderful, wonderful. That's Yulo Castle in the Wepray Woodlands in North Wales. How wonderful. This has therefore been episode 38 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host Kevin Green, with Marjorie over there twiddling, and with Janice and Nora the Nun. How exciting. We shall return with episode 39 within seconds. Well, maybe not that. Thank you for joining us, dear listener, and we shall see you very, very, very soon. Thank you so much. Goodbye.